Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, salam and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about how we should treat and raise children. So be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
And today is Monday, 29th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, and for blessing these moments, we listen to Chapter At-Tahrim, verse 6.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa quduhan nasu wal hijara. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ.
O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, over which are appointed angels, harsh and severe. They do not disobey Allah in what He commands them, but do what they are commanded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated in a tradition that upon the revelation of the blessed verse, a certain companion of the noble Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family inquired, "How many I preserve my family from hellfire?" The noble Prophet replied, "Through enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. If they acknowledge your suggestions and act accordingly, you will preserve them from hellfire. However, if they fail to act likewise, you have acted upon your obligations."
Have come from one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day shed the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
And our topic for this episode, treating and raising children. Children are gifts of Allah. No doubt Allah has given us children as priceless treasures. Every child is a unique being deserving for respect and dignity, and this is part of the reason why we as Muslims hold life sacred. We should treat our children well, provide them with quality care, and give them the chance to thrive. Allah sees all children as precious in His eyes and deserves for them to be loved, nurtured, and honored with quality care, which improves the chances of them developing fully. The Islamic faith emphasizes the necessity for children to be treated with respect. Our last prophet, Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, once said, "Respect your children and train them well so that Allah will reward you."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about communication challenges between parents and teenagers and how to resolve them. By understanding our teenagers' pressure point, their need for freedom, we can regain control of the situation. But how does recognizing this need for autonomy help improve parent-teen communication? So the art of communication through rebuilding trust, how can we reach to such an art? We need to rebuild trust. Our teenagers' needs have changed since childhood, and they no longer trust us to fulfill their new needs. While it may seem excessive, this requires delving into moral development during adolescence. Children follow parental rules unquestioningly as if they were divine commands. So this requires delving into moral development during adolescence. That is, the first of which is that children follow parental rules unquestioningly as if they were divine commands. And second, they understand that rules are subjective and feel entitled to accept or reject them based on their judgment. Your teenager no longer wants to be obedient without question, even if you don't intend to impose authority. They may still perceive you as controlling due to past experiences. To establish effective communication, rebuilding trust is essential.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we reach to one important step for effective parenting, and that is setting limits and being consistent with our discipline as parents. Discipline is necessary in every household. The goal of discipline is to help kids choose acceptable behaviors and learn self-control. They may test the limits you establish for them, but they need those limits to grow into the responsible adults. Establishing house rules helps kids understand your expectations and develop self-control. Some rules might include no TV until homework is done, and no hitting, name-calling, or hurtful teasing allowed. You might want to have a system in place, one warning followed by consequences such as a time out or loss of privileges. A common mistake parents make is not following through with consequences. You can discipline kids for taking back one day and ignore it the next. Being consistent teaches what you expect. Noticing on rituals is one of the ways of religious training of children. Although beliefs are most important, parents have also to teach the particular part of following religion. Faith and action go together. From a young age, a child should be encouraged to pray, recite the Quran, and perform wudu. Some parents think it is a bother to have young children to do these things and wait until they are almost baligh or mature. The love for such actions doesn't develop, and many children then have to be forced to carry them out. It is much better to start at an age when children are willing to imitate the parents and have an interest in praying and doing wudu. The daily prayer is the most important action in Islam, and it is duty of all parents to ensure that the child prays properly and regularly.
Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this desire, this love in their hearts. You see, a person might not even believe in God. They might be the wealthiest of the wealthy. If their child, God forbid, has cancer, they will spend all of their wealth to save their children. In fact, the ultimate joy in life is to spend time with your family, to spend time with your children. If you ask anyone on their deathbed, what do you wish you did more of? You're not going to find anyone that's going to say, I wish I worked more. You're always going to find that the answer is what? I wish I spent more time with my children. Because they're the ultimate source of joy in this life. In fact, there was a study that was done recently in Sweden that looked at differences in life expectancy between parents and childless people. And they found that those who have children live longer, especially when a person reaches 80 years and older. Because having children gives your life a sense of purpose. It adds value to your life. You feel like your life has meaning. They bring joy. They keep you company. You are able in some ways to actually live vicariously through your children.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about treating our kids. So, till another time, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.